is Bird Note. It's incredibly challenging to spot a Connecticut warbler. It's not that the bird is especially rare or its range is especially narrow. It isn't restricted to rugged, remote wildernesses. This relatively big, slow-moving warbler just keeps a low profile, whether it's nesting in the boreal forests, wintering in the forests of South America, or migrating between the two. The best way to track down a Connecticut warbler is by listening for its loud and distinctive song. But even singing birds on the breeding grounds can be tricky to spot. Observers in the North Woods of Minnesota regularly find themselves swatting black flies for an hour or more before seeing so much as a brief glimpse of this bird as it struts across the forest floor. When it does perch deep in a small spruce or tamarack to sing, the Connecticut warbler carefully conceals itself before making a peep, and even the call itself makes it hard to pinpoint the bird. It often sounds like the bird is calling from low in a tree, when it's actually perched high in the crown. It takes more than a little luck for intrepid birders to train their binoculars on this songbird. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. This episode is brought to you by Wild Delight Bird Food, which aims to support bird populations with clean, nutritious ingredients in every blend. Available at Chewy.com.
You're listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
Hey folks, welcome to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Maz Taylor, and if you can't stay for the whole program, or you want to hear it again, you'll find links to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information on the program's website, jazzboulevard.ca. And you can become a free subscriber to our Mixcloud channel and replay all the most recent shows. And for the price of a cup of coffee, you can help support the musicians you hear on the program and Jazz Boulevard's production while enjoying some premium benefits by becoming a select subscriber on Mixcloud. Coming up on this week's show, some of the new releases that we're going to get to are going to include the latest album from guitarist Mark Tonelli, also music from the Daggerboard group, and someone who has been a member of Snarky Puppy, saxophonist Bob Reynolds. So I hope you can stay for the whole show. We'll start it this week with a couple of blues tracks. And to get us going, this is music from 1967, debut album from Henry St. Clair Fredericks Jr., a.k.a. Taj Mahal, from his album Taj's Blues. This is Leaving Trunk.
You know you asked me to be your After all you put me through, and now that I'm done, so done, I can't remember needing anyone. The only thing that I've got left, this beautiful mess, this beautiful mess. Around and around and up and down, seems like I've finally hit the ground. Look at how hollow I've become. Why you found somewhere else to run? The only thing that I've got left, this beautiful mess, this beautiful mess. Thank you.
look at me, too scared to see the fragile beauty that surrounds me. And I'm not afraid of dying anymore. I'm dying all the time, more or less. It's all that I've got left. This beautiful mess, beautiful mess, this beautiful mess, beautiful mess. I knew I should give up on you after all you put me through. Now that I'm done, so done, I can't remember needing anyone. The only thing that I've got left is a beautiful mess, this beautiful mess, this beautiful mess, this beautiful mess.
Listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Music from Canadian bassist Dave Young and his quartet from a 23 outing called June Night. That was Milestones. Pianist Brian Dickinson, guitarist Reg Swager, and drummer David Dorenzo. Music recorded here in Montreal before that from trumpet player Kevin Dean from his album Going Down Slow. That was If You Haven't Any Hay, Get On Down the Road, with Kaylin Power on the alto, pianist Andre Viel, bassist Martin Heslop, and drummer Daniel Verdeccia. Guitarist Michael Jerome Brown before that from his album This Beautiful Mess, that was the title track. And the set started with music from Taj Mahal, from his debut album recorded in 1967, Taj's Blues. We heard Leaving Trunk. Well, coming up now, a couple of new releases, and we'll get us started with someone with an association playing with Snarky Puppy, saxophonist Bob Reynolds, and an album that draws inspiration from Chicago saxophonist Eddie Harris from Bob's new album, Eddie Told Me So. This is the title track.